Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman with my next guest tonight. He's playing shows this weekend at the Comedy Shrine in Aurora. He's one of the most prolific stand-up comedians and filmmakers of our time. It's hard to believe that Shakes the Clown is 25 years old and One Crazy Summer, 30. American classics. But past that, Bobcat Goldthwait has become one of the most prolific and adventurous filmmakers, making several films that have played to critical acclaim at Sundance and festivals worldwide. It's my pleasure to welcome Bobcat to The Download tonight. Bobcat, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks. I didn't realize Shakes was 25 years old.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, 1991.
Yeah, Shakes can rent a rental car now legally without an adult co-signer.
What comes to mind when you think about that being 25? That movie being 25 years old.
That I'm old. I guess I just got tattooed last Saturday. Tom Kenny from Shakes, Pinky the Clown, on my calf. Mostly, I got it to freak out Tom. I think he's a little weirded out that he's tattooed on my leg now.
It's interesting because you were on Bill and Wendy today on WGN Radio, and you told them that you make a living to make movies. That's what you do. Do you consider yourself a comedian, or do you consider yourself a filmmaker?
I think of myself as a comedian. I mean, I describe myself as a comedian. And then the making movies as a writer and director is like, I know I do it, but I know that that's not how most people perceive me. So I don't call myself a filmmaker, even though I've made 7 movies as a director. It's just because I know that's not how people know me. You know, most people usually think I'm dead, or if they don't think I'm dead, they only know me from movies that I did almost 30 years ago, which is fine. I shouldn't say that. It's kind of annoying. but, you know, that you can't change people's perception of you because that's just the reality. You know, I was on the local news this morning, and the first thing before we're on the air, they play a clip from Police Academy.
Right.
And that's what happens every Friday morning when I do local news, whatever city I'm in. And it hit me. I was like, wow, I was thinking of Gary Shandling. I was thinking, man, when I die, that's what they're going to do. They're going to play Police Academy clips.
Well, I mean, I think it says a lot about your career in the way that you were such a huge star in the 80s and the 90s. The movies that you put out, like I mentioned, One Crazy Summer, even Shakes the Clown, but the Police Academy movies. What's your relationship, I mean, if you can have a relationship with your past? When you think back to that time, are you sort of proud of that work? Do you want that stuff to go away? Do you want people to think of you differently?
I don't want it to go away. And I'm glad for everything I've ever done because it ended up getting me to where I like being. I like making movies, and I'm happy I can do stand-up to keep me off of reality shows. But I don't look at those movies and think, boy, you really nailed it there, BC. You know, let's not put our foot through a Van Gogh. I would like to teach a class on showbiz. Like, even when I was doing those movies, I was like, man, this doesn't feel right at all. But everybody was like, including myself a little bit, you know, hey, they're asking you to be in a movie, you should be in it. Even though I'm like, well, I don't know, man, I'm gonna be talking about, you know, if I knew that I would be talking about Police Academy 28 years later, I would have worked harder on them.
Well, let me ask you, you know, I mean, you mentioned the reality show, but you've escaped sort of the trappings of Hollywood of like being on the network sitcom that's really not that great, or being on a reality show, or Dancing with the Stars, or whatever it is. You've bypassed that. You've gone to being a filmmaker, to putting out your own work, writing your own stuff. How did you escape those trappings? How did you make your way out of that?
Well, I just quit. You know, I think it's important. I think when you're going on reality shows, you're not thinking that it's an end to a means. Maybe you are, but I think a lot of them are, well, I'm going to do this show, and it's going to reinvent me, and I'm going to, you know. And I just said no. I just said no. I just quit. You know, I think it's important. It's very un-American to be pro-quitting because we're always supposed to be like, never give up, you know. But, you know, that's where you keep quitting until you end up someplace you don't want to leave, and then you're happy, you know, and not happy in the sense the traditional American way. People kind of perceive, like, there's this whole thing that we're sold that we're supposed to be having an orgasm all day long, basically, like for the People's Republic of Spring Break. But being fulfilled, you know, that's a different thing to pursue, and I'm very fulfilled.
Well, let me ask you, you know, that the character, I mean, the character of Bobcat that everybody knew, the one that was in Police Academy, the character that we saw in all the HBO specials, I mean, that's not what we're hearing. That's not what we get from Bobcat in 2016. When you think,
no, I mean, I never, like, called that character. I was called Bobcat before I did that character. So,
right.
And I would vomit if I suddenly was watching a movie directed by me and Big. You know, a Bob Goldthwait joint or something.
Right, right.
So, I mean, I guess I don't take myself too serious, even though sometimes I can be a windbag now.
I guess the question I have is, what is your connection to that character? Do you feel like, you know, it's obviously been the character that people know as Bobcat,
yeah,
that voice and everything.
Well,
and now you do stand-up as well. So what's your relationship to that character?
It's a little frustrating because back in the day, I was doing that character. At the same time, I'd be doing Iran-Contra material. But people aren't aware that I have material because they grew up watching Police Academy. So I get my place as a stand-up comedian is often minimized, but that's fine with me. I think it's weird. You never know what you're going to do that suddenly people are going to think you're good at your job. You know, I did this movie, Call Me Lucky, which is about my friend Barry Crimmins, who's a brilliant political satirist, but it's a lot of it's about him as an adult dealing with his child abuse, coming through the other side, and then, you know, changing a lot of lives in the meantime. It's a very heavy movie. I've just made that movie because I wanted to tell my friend's story. I didn't think this will be a good calling card in Hollywood. People will see that I'm a filmmaker, but that's the weirdest thing with the least commercial movie I could possibly have made is the one that's gotten more focus and attention as a filmmaker. And the reality is that I only made it because I love my friend and I wanted to make a movie about him.
The one thing about that movie, about the movies you've made, they're movies that are interesting to you. And they're challenging. I mean, they're challenging material. They're challenging topics. They're challenging conflict involved in that. I mean, it's much more than the stuff that you were doing, even in your stand-up routine, or even, you know, in the movies we're talking about, Police Academy, and in the '80s. Is that where you want to go? The material that you creatively pursue and write and get involved with, does it have to challenge you and push you and your limits as a creative person?
Yes, I mean, I think, you know, hopefully you're always trying to do stuff that you find interesting and not rest on your laurels or whatever people's preconceived notion of you is. But the reality of it is, you know, I'm 53 and I rent, so maybe people shouldn't really listen to me. You know, I'm out there on purpose. I keep my lifestyle very to a minimum, so I can say no to I used to be famous, watch me eat crocodile nuts, whatever else they want to put me on.
I mean, you mentioned today on Instagram you put up a tribute to Gary Shandling. And one of the things you said is that, you know, he realized at an early age he got involved in comedy or television. He realized it wasn't going to fill the void. And so he kind of broke the formula and had fun with it. But he realized it wasn't going to be the end-all, be-all to you know, being a Hollywood star is going to make his life happy. You know, can you relate to that?
Yeah, I think Gary definitely is a hero of mine. He started as a young man. He was writing on Sanford and Son.
Right.
So he's making all this money and working on a popular show, and I know he wasn't fulfilled. And, you know, eventually I know that that's what led to him creating these things that were, you know, he put the formula in the system and took down Hollywood all from the inside. But the one thing about Gary that isn't often seen or spoken is that he wasn't Larry Sanders and he wasn't Gary Shandling from It's the Gary Shandling Show. Gary was very profound. Spent a lot of time thinking about heavier questions in life and knew the importance of being a well-rounded person. Mm-hmm. And, you know, comedians and people in show business in general or in life, you know, the narcissism and the drive usually doesn't make for the most well-rounded people in the world. He was a pretty deep guy.
for you, you know, I'll ask you a question I ask a lot of different people who have been in Hollywood, and we just mentioned with Gary. What makes you happy? What makes Bobcat Goldthwait fulfilled?
I really get off on it when I sit in the theater and watch a movie that I wrote and directed, and it clicks with an audience and it connects with them. That's a great feeling. But what really makes me happy is usually like 2-3 nights a week, I'm sitting in my living room with my roommates and my daughter, and we're all just a bunch of idiots telling stories and talking about our day. And usually there's a lot of making fun of me and my love life. That seems to be the big funny
that fulfills
funny
you.
Topic. Well, that is fulfilling, but the laugh does, yeah. And I don't like being comic fodder.
Bobcat Goldthwait is playing shows this weekend at the Comedy Shrine in Aurora. He's my guest tonight. Bobcat, thanks for taking some time out. Good luck with the shows.
Thank you. And thank you for the kind words. Thank you so much.